because they're really just looking at the one thing, which is if you're going to give money to Pride, are you also giving money elsewhere to do something else? Or are you the kind of corporation who has a rainbow logo in June and July, but not in, for example, Saudi Arabia? So the sort of a corporate donor health kind of conversation in Canada. And as a result, actually, the number of companies that places like Vancouver Pride, I think Toronto also went in the same direction of having that sort of like, you have to basically just prove that you're not one of those corporations. The number of people they could take money from really got slashed back, which meant they had to scale back Pride, but not by much. But it was still this sort of an interesting stance. And the fact that London is starting to look at this is kind of a really interesting sight of or I should say, a sign for the future of the relationship between Pride celebrations and corporate sponsorship.
Well, I think there is a little bit more to that, and that has to do with the fact I'm trying to find it here. There was a great survey that came out from YouGov. They recently issued a big survey, and it said 75% of Britons say brands are engaging with Pride Month more for the PR than any sense of actual sincerity.
Now, this is the I had this in the back of my brain for the longest time, and then I actually heard a few critics say it out loud in a way that really cemented it for me. I've been kind of saying this for a while now. I think it's just in October you change everything to plastic pumpkins. In December you change everything to Christmas stuff. You can over corporatize Valentine's Day, you can over corporatize Easter, but there was this 4 month gap called the summer where it was really hard to corporatize anything, and then Pride comes along and really it just slotted in. Pride turned into the Halloween, Christmas, Valentine's Day, Easter corporate extravaganza of advertising and sales that they could do in July. That it was basically, it just filled that gap, and it wasn't even so much about, do we care about the politics? Do we care about the movement? Do we care about the people? Are we going to be consistent across the board? Because like if a company does Christmas stuff in the United States, but they don't do Christmas stuff and they do business in Iran, people be like, well, not a lot of people in Iran do Christmas. And if they do, they're definitely not going to do it the way that Americans do it. There's plenty of Christians in Iran, but they're going to do a more sort of historical version of Christmas. They're not going to do the fir tree and the Santa Claus and all that. It's going to be completely different. So the fact that they don't do that, that's fine. Like nobody judges them for that. There is no Halloween that we know of in China. So, if a corporation does something here but not there, that's fine. But the Pride thing is different because what they're doing is they're taking a political movement and just turning it into a marketing tool to get more feet through their store. So instead of, come to the bay, we have cheap chocolates in February to give to your partner. It's, come to the bay, we have cheap rainbow shirts to buy for your kids in July. And is that fair to the community? And is it fair to themselves? Like, do they even know what they're getting into? I think there is this kind of blind wandering into it of just like, ooh, a marketing tool. And it doesn't seem well thought out. There are a few places that actually do kind of they do it right. There's some of the banks actually they push the same-sex partner themed advertising for mortgages in July. So they're actually saying, like, they're putting their money where their mouth is. We're willing to lend you enough money to purchase a home, and we're going to target the community during Pride Month because we want your money. But we actually are on your side. It's a minor thing. It is fundamentally driven by the fact that Scotiabank or whatever wants to give you a mortgage with a whatever percent interest on top of it. But it is still fundamentally, we are willing to provide you goods and services, and we are targeting you because we think we have something that would benefit you. That's very different than, like, I don't know, Coca-Cola not caring in some countries and insisting in others.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Coca-Cola because in the context of Pride London, because it was the Coca-Cola float that recently got stopped by the five Just Stop Oil protesters who stalled and stopped the London Pride Parade. Did you hear about this?
No.
So London Pride, you're right, has been having these conversations around addressing their climate impact, the fact that some of their sponsors were big. I don't think they had any big oil firms, but one of the members of the Green Party member for the City of London Council raised the issue with Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London in the UK, about the fact that United Airlines was the headline sponsor for Pride London in the UK. Mm-hmm. United Airlines being a very large American airline company and certainly in the process of creating quite a lot of emissions, mm-hmm. as airline companies do. Mm-hmm. Anyway, five people went in, interrupted the London Pride Parade, but this comes after they had met with organizers for London Pride and issued demands. They include, and I'll read you a quote from directly from their demands. Mm-hmm. It was great to meet with you today to have time to listen and share with each other. As a follow-up for you to take to the board of directors, these are Just Stop Oil's demands of Pride.
Demands on Pride.
Clarity on where Pride sources its money from. Mm-hmm. What floats are included and what ethical considerations are taken when deciding who to accept money from. Mm-hmm. Two, Pride makes a statement to demand an end to new oil and gas. And then three, Pride set up a public meeting for its volunteers about joining in civil resistance against newer oil and gas and why the climate crisis is the biggest threat to LGBT rights due to social collapse. Now, my understanding is that Pride did not partake in these demands.
Mm-hmm.
And it does make me think about Pride parades are in a very difficult position, and the Black Lives Matter protest that happened in Toronto is an excellent example of this, where it is not too complicated to stall a parade.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And the tailback of impact of that is quite significant. Mm. So five of them were arrested for mischief by the Toronto Metropolitan Police during the course of the parade, after they'd stopped the parade, and the Coca-Cola float that was there as well. Mm-hmm. But I've not been able to see if Pride London has criteria. I believe they do refer to checking in on policies and so on. But yeah, United Airlines is one of their biggest sponsors, followed by Tesco's and then iHeartRadio, and others such as Netflix and Intuit QuickBooks. So yeah, the usual suspects, I suppose. But yeah, no, I don't know. Where do we go next? I don't know.
Probably a break.
Absolutely. All right, let's do that. It's going to be Take My Hand by Mariah Zoketh, and we will be back just after this.
See you through.
Hello and welcome back to Cancria, home of Canada's queer media. My name is Luke Smith.
My name is Sebastian.
And yeah, we'll keep an eye out and see if any other pride parades are struck down by climate-based protesting. So yeah, we'll see how that unfolds. Mm-hmm. Now, it's worth noting that in 2000 and when did it start? May 2022. That's how long ago this happened. May 2022. Kevin Spacey, the formerly the lead actor of the House of Cards franchise, as well as American mm-hmm. Beauty and The Usual Suspects, mm-hmm. was charged by the London Metropolitan Police for various sexual offences. Now, this fell around the time of Kevin Spacey facing accusations from other people in other jurisdictions. Mm-hmm. But in London, he was charged under 12 charges of sexual misconduct, including indecent assault, sexual assault, and causing a person to engage in sexual activity without consent. The court case has been underway. It started just last week and is still underway. Now, he is innocent until proven guilty. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to bring it up because I think this surprised you. You're like, oh, wow, yeah, is this another one or is it the same one? And it's just that the wheels of justice in Britain move particularly slowly.
Yeah, yeah.
And wherein I think a lot in the States, a lot of his lawsuits have been concluded. And I don't think any criminal prosecution went ahead in the States. Mm-hmm. But if anyone has seen a British crime drama, they are quite methodical over there. So it's certainly moving forward at that pace. Mm-hmm. There has been a lot reported on in terms of the accusations. Uh-huh. Now, one of the things that I wanted to mention, mainly because I feel like this is representative of the kinds of sexual assault that, you know, you may have seen in gay bars before, that is maybe not named in quite the same way. He was accused a couple of times, and I'm not going to go into the details, but essentially there will be occasions where he's talking to somebody, he's got his hand on their knee, or aggressively grabbing onto their crotch, mm-hmm. to the point that some people said that, you know, that he's alleged to have gripped so tightly that it hurt, mm-hmm. and that the angry responses or the visceral responses are allegedly what motivated him. But I wanted to bring this up because that kind of like over the clothes hands-onness, mm-hmm. I think is something that, as you know, I've unfortunately witnessed mm-hmm. at gay establishments. I assume it's not as bad now. I hope it's not as bad now, but
I've had to tell people on occasion that I did not give permission to them to touch me in that way. Like it's a thing, unfortunately, that happens. And I don't know, part of me is tempted to say it is a it's a gay men's issue, but I don't think it is. I think it's just a societal issue. I mean, I've also been in gay bars where women come in and they start groping people. I think it's just people do what they think they can get away with, I think is really what it is. And you are going to get a lot more men who feel more entitled, or they assume more. There's a lot more arrogance that they are going to get away with their activities. So I think it comes out in the wash as being gendered, but I don't necessarily know if it is gendered, because I mean, whenever you see white collar crime, you know, like, people just do what they think they can get away with, and white collar crime is not known for being gendered. But anyway, but you know, it is a problem. Groping, sexual harassment, people getting way more aggressive than they need to be. You also hear so much about coercive sexual assault, or people only hitting on people who are too drunk to say no. There's real issues, and not a lot of people are talking about how the community is affected by this. I mean, a lot of people won't go to bars anymore because of this. They go once, they even if it doesn't happen to them, they witness this and they're like, nope, don't feel comfortable here. Actually, for the same reason that a lot of women stop going to bars when they hit like 22 or 23, they're just like, no, I'm exhausted by this, I can't do this anymore. they don't age out of the dance scene. They just age out of the BS, really. It's a problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's important that we want to recognize the bravery in those who are speaking and attempting to hold Kevin Spacey accountable for what they are saying has happened. Like I said, of course, this court case is ongoing, and Kevin Spacey is innocent until proven otherwise. But I think the accusations across the multiple alleged victims had that consistent theme, and it was that it was that style of attack that was consistent across all of them, and one that I, and me and you, and I'm sure others have witnessed in other queer spaces. But I'm hoping that if anyone is out there thinking of going to a gay bar and, gently putting a hand on the knee, and that it goes absolutely no further. We want to end this kind of abuse happening in queer spaces. No, yeah, don't be like the allegations alleged against Kevin Spacey is really where I'm going with that.
Just
All
take
right.
the L. Honestly, I have a lot of respect for people who shoot their shot. Like it's very nerve-wracking, and there's a lot of social anxiety involved in hitting on someone, asking somebody out, talking to them. If somebody says no, just take the L. Accept the fact that you did the act of bravery, and you should be proud of yourself for having the courage to speak to someone. And if they say no, you just go, have a nice day, sir or ma'am. I'll be over there. Like that's, I don't know. It's, there's no need for that. But on the other hand, like the anytime they do studies on this kind of thing, they always find that it's a minority of people or even capable of doing this. It's just, you just need that one person to really ruin your day or year.
Absolutely. Don't be that person. All right. The now on to some good news. The Supreme Court in Nepal has issued an interim order to the Nepalese government, essentially saying that they need to recognize the registration of same-sex marriages. Now, this the rule prohibiting it has been deemed, I think, unconstitutional, according to the Nepalese Supreme Court. Now, the Nepalese government could introduce legislation to actually enact same-sex marriage. They could choose to do nothing and just follow this court order, which is same-sex marriage by jurisprudence, or they could change the law to more succinctly prohibit it. If that is the way that they choose to move forward. But at this moment, the Nepalese people are very excited that this order is in place, and they believe that this is a good progress moving forward.
Right. Okay. That's good to hear.
Now, in not so great news, we've been keeping an eye on Kenya. Now, Kenya has been looking at what's happened in Uganda with what was the introduction of the most horrific anti-gay legislation in, well, sort of in a very long time, at least in our memory.
And the weird thing is, I remember when it passed, people felt lucky because the original proposed version was twice as bad. Like the what they ended up with, as horrific as it is, and it is the worstiest law in the world when it comes to outright homophobia. It could have been worse. It could have been like if you knew somebody was a homosexual and you did not report them to the police, you yourself could face jail time. Like it was bad originally. It's still bad now, but it was worse. And yeah, there have been politicians in Kenya talking about adapting their own version of the Ugandan laws.
As
Which.
well as Tanzania and South Sudan, they're also looking at similar laws to Uganda. The Kenyan one, much like the Ugandan one, will make life imprisonment for homosexuality, and accusations of aggravated homosexualities will result in the death penalty. So this is a truly extreme anti-gay hate spreading across parts of Africa. It's really truly horrific, and yeah, we'll just have to keep an eye on how this continues to evolve. We are looking into a story evolving in Italy, where a Northern Italian magistrate has issued a list of 33 birth certificates where the lesbian couples, the non-birthing mothers, are finding themselves fully removed from the birth certificates of their own children. Now, bearing in mind that not all of these, not in all cases, are both women alive, effectively going to be orphaning these children by judicial decree, it has caused a significant backlash. And it sort of follows on from legislation introduced by the new Italian government as well. So we're monitoring it. My understanding is that that court decision is still in the courts and being reviewed and or challenged. But it is definitely a concern and certainly a black spot on the European front as well.
Yeah, there's EU regulations about what kind of laws EU members can pass. So this may get struck down in The Hague, or at least people in The Hague may have something, may have strong wording on this issue, depending on how far it goes and what the nature of the arguments are.
Absolutely.
We seem to be out of time, though.
We have run out of time. We did want to note that we are aware of the recent Supreme Court of the United States decision. There was a case of a graphic designer who wanted not to create a website based for LGBTQ clients. The Supreme Court sided with the graphic designer, effectively legalizing discrimination against LGBTQ people for services, or effectively removing the previous court cases that had ensured equal protection there. But there is questions as to the validity of some of the cases. The man who is accused of wanting to have the website has said that he never even asked for a website. So there, it is on quite shaky ground, but we'll keep an eye on it as it evolves. Unfortunately, that's all we have. We'll be playing out with Boy Bye by Mad Sci. I've been Luke Smith.
And I've been Sebastian. And thank you for listening.
When my friends ask me about my sexuality, I choke up and joke that the answer's not easy. Like I'm watching a Disney movie and the couple gets it on. But who should I look at? Is it Shang or Mulan? I like boys and girls, but I still don't know why. I couldn't get either one if I really tried. I'm switching my preference like an on and off switch. If I had a dime for every crush I've had, I'd be rich. Like boy, bye, girl, hi, new guy. I cry every time I try to decide. I guess you're right, I'm bi, just without the sexual. I'm too scared to date, so I've just been by myself. I'm watching a Disney movie and I slowly start to sway. Jasmine's dancing, or Aladdin's open vest. Oh, it sucks sometimes to be right in the in-between. I'm too gay for girls, too straight to be a drag queen. I'm just playing, I'm just saying, I'd like to be clear. I don't know what the hell is going on here. And love can be hard for someone who doesn't know what they want. I'm missing a part. All of my life got a hole in my heart. And love could be a winning game to those who are straight, but I'm perfectly complicated.
1, 2, 3.
Like boy, bye.
Try. 的香槟风。